Sonoma County prepares to reopen fully on Tuesday. However, coronavirus cases are trending up. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Sonoma County Communications Manager Paul Gullickson. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Michelle. How are you on this beautiful day?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to Tuesday, although there is some concern. Can you tell us about this rise in the number of cases? Is this happening in a particular segment of the population?
Yeah, so we have started to see our cases inch up in recent weeks. I can't say it's significant, but it is still a concern. I just want to point out there. So if you're following along, our cases do seem to be up. Our adjusted case rate is over 3 per 100,000. Which is concerning, but not alarming. And the main takeaway is that if you're vaccinated, you have nothing to be concerned about. It's primarily case increase in our unvaccinated populations, particularly young people who maybe just haven't taken the time to go get vaccinated. We are starting to see cases appear from gatherings. You know, it's spring. People are wanting to get together more. Things are starting to open up, and as you mentioned on Tuesday, our tiers are going to start coming down, and so people are getting together, which is great. But the concern is that there's still spread among unvaccinated people. So we're really trying to encourage people that, hey, the vaccines are like a force field right now. They really are protecting. The evidence shows that. They really are not only containing the spread, but protecting people. And we're really not seeing, the good news is we're really not seeing an uptick in hospitalizations or certainly deaths. Mm-hmm. That's certainly the good news from this.
Now, in this group of people who are showing up with new infections, do we know how many of those infected have been vaccinated?
Very, very small. Most of these cases are unvaccinated people. A very small percentage are vaccinated. And even if there are positive cases among vaccinated people, they're usually asymptomatic. And there's a very small, the evidence shows that, if you are vaccinated, there's a very small, I think it's, 94%, a likelihood that you will not get the virus
serious.
At all.
Okay.
Even if you do, it'll be a very, very small case, short-lived. You will not suffer any kind of impacts from it. And certainly not, you'll be 100% protected virtually from the worst outcomes from it. Most of these are unvaccinated individuals in our community.
So how are vaccinations going for both adults and children?
Well, they are tapering, but we're making great progress. And keeping in mind that for our county, we have really accomplished a great deal. We now have, by next week, when the blueprint for the safer economy, all the tiers come down, we will be very close to having 3 out of every 4 eligible members of our community at least partially vaccinated, and with about 2/3 fully vaccinated. And that includes everybody 12 and older who are now eligible. Now, our 12 to 15-year-old population has only been eligible for, you know, a few weeks now, but we've been able to get about 40% of them at least partially vaccinated. So we got about 23,000 kids in our community between 12 and 15, and we've got about 10,000 of them at least with partially vaccinated, and a good 5 to 6,000 are fully vaccinated now. So we're making great progress. And for a county like ours, I think we're like in the top 10 in the state in terms of overall vaccination rates. So we're making great progress, but we're not, you know, there's still work to be done. And we really are trying to get those last remaining people, get them vaccinated. So we encourage people to encourage those they know, their loved ones and friends, to go ahead. The vaccination appointments are very readily available. Or you can just walk up to most clinics.
Right. And Paul, I want
to... In fact, Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about masks. We've only got about a minute here left. So as of Tuesday, where should people still be wearing masks? And have you at the county or with law enforcement, have you heard of any disputes in the county between business owners or just members of the public being harassed for requiring or wearing masks?
We haven't heard of any particular incidents. Right now, there's still some uncertainty as to what Cal OSHA is going to do about requiring masks, particularly for vaccinated people within the workplace. Mm-hmm. They're really, that's a work in progress. But we encourage people to continue to wear masks. The guidance will be most likely that they'll be continue to be asked to wear masks for when they're out in large gatherings, if they're on public transportation, if they're in, you know, concerts, those kinds of places. By and large, you know, come Tuesday, the mask requirements are going to loosen, particularly for vaccinated people. And I think we'll probably see that reflected in the new Cal OSHA guidelines to come out that are expected by the end of next week and will probably take effect by the end of the month.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
That is Sonoma County Communications Manager Paul Gullickson.